Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jamila Rashid, and I'm the Executive Director of the Urban Health Program at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and I'm your moderator for this session today. Today we have two students and administrator faculty? Yes. Who works with these two students. The two students are part of our urban health program. They are undergraduate students who did a summer program project with us this summer, and they focused on sickle cell anemia. And they'll tell you more about, I assume, about why that was something of interest to them. And in addition, the faculty administrator, Ms. King, will also, you know, contribute to this discussion. And just to tell you a little bit why this was something of importance to me, I think I might have been 18 or 19 at the most, and I was hired to work as a ward clerk at Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital. This is just a few years ago. And I worked nights, and this little boy used to just cry out in pain all night. And I guess the nurses and other staff were used to it. I wasn't. And so whenever they go on lunch or go away, I'd sneak in his room, and I just kind of rub wherever he said he was hurting. And some years later, I came to work here at the University of Illinois in the sickle cell. It was my first first job, actually, in public health or in healthcare, was working in the sickle cell anemia center where Ms. King is from, is now working there. And so I have support students over the summer to come in, do summer projects. You know, some of them are undergrad, some of them are in graduate level programs. And these two students both were interested in doing on sickle cell, so that just kind of just fit very well with me because of my previous experience and how it really led me into public health and healthcare. So without holding you up too much longer, I am going to start with our first speaker, and I'm assuming they're sitting in the order in which they are going to go. So our first speaker, and her presentation actually is up on the screen, so I'm not going to make a mistake there. Overview and history of sickle cell disease in the United States. Ms. Young, Gabrielle Young, she has an AA and she will be receiving her BA in Applied Psychology at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She recently completed a summer research project, as I mentioned earlier, where she worked with sickle cell disease researchers on SCD research with the Urban Health Program. She has also interned at the Lydia Smith Sickle Cell Foundation doing community outreach. The goal of her research project was to raise awareness and educate communities about sickle cell and how it has advanced. So without further ado, Ms. Young can come up and make a presentation. And because we only have three presentations, most sessions have four or five, we have plenty of time. And so once she finishes, if you have some questions that you would like to ask her right away, we can do that and then move on to the next speaker.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gabrielle, as you speak. Today I will talk about the overview and history of sickle cell anemia, known as sickle cell disease.
And just because these are being recorded, Let's lower this down and make sure that you pick up, because if someone wants to hear it after the meeting is over, they'll have it.
I have no relationship to disclose as far as the financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Sickle cell anemia is known as sickle cell disease. It's a blood disorder as a result of inherited abnormal hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is the protein molecule in red blood cells that carries oxygen. As a result of abnormal hemoglobin, the red blood cells become sickled and blocks the blood flow, which results in damage to the organ tissue, which causes pain. And if you didn't know, there's a farm tool called, it's a C-shaped farm tool called sickle. So that's where the name sickle cell came from. There are different forms of sickle cell diseases, which is the hemoglobin SS, hemoglobin SC, and the common sickle cell diseases are SS and SC. As you can see on the screen, the first picture shows normal sickle cell, normal red blood cells, which flows freely. And the second picture shows how when the red blood cell becomes sickled, they become hardened and sticky and shaped like a sickle shape. And you can see it gets stuck, and sometimes it blocks flow of blood, which causes the pain crisis. And normal red blood cells normally last 90 to 120 days, but unfortunately sickle cells last 10 to 20 days. Sickle cell is an inherited disease. Only how a person can get sickle cell disease if both parents have the traits. As you can see on the screen, the mother and the father has it, so there's a 1 in 50% chance that a child can catch the disease itself. And there's a 1 in 25 chance that another child can catch it. Some of the symptoms of sickle cell anemia is fatigue, pain crisis, tachycardias, arthritis, bacterial infections, splenic secretion, lung and heart injury, leg ulcers, aspatic necrosis, ad damage, and other features. The outlook for patients with sickle cell anemia is it has been reduced. Some normally did not survive through infancy or early childhood, but throughout management of patients, they survived beyond the fourth decade, which is over 40. And you can see it's 40 to 60 years in the U.S. And in other countries like Africa, no, there's malaria, but research has been done to show that people with sickle cell trait has been known to be protected against malaria, so they don't have the deadly form. Who is at risk? In the United States, most people with sickle cell disease are of African descent or identified as black. 1 in 13 African American babies are born with sickle cell trait. 1 in every 365 African American children is born with sickle cell disease. Other ethnicities affected is Hispanic, Southern European, Middle Eastern, and Asian Indian. There are estimated to be over 100,000 Americans that have sickle cell disease. 1 in 12 are black or African American. 1,000 babies are born with sickle cell each year in the U.S. And I also found that sickle cell trait and disease came into the U.S. from the transatlantic slave trade. Treatments for sickle cell are medications, which can be antibiotics, pain relieving medication, and droxia, known as hydria. Vaccinations to prevent infections, which is when your child is born. Blood transfusion, supplemental oxygen, stem cell transplant, experimental experiments like gene therapy, nitric oxide, drugs to boost fetal hemoglobin, and statins. Comprehensive care. Less access to comprehensive team care than patients affected with genetic disorders such as hemophilia and cystic fibrosis, which means that people with sickle cell disease do not have as much care or treatment received than people who have other type of blood disorders. There's no universal cure. The Affordable Care Act, which as you know, the Obamacare, which stated that which gave everybody access to insurance. However, most states can opt out to the Affordable Care Act. And the ER visits. ER visits are a way that patients experience unfair treatment.
Before we move on to the next speaker, does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask this current speaker? Go ahead.
Good question.
Okay, I would give a little summary because the next speaker would present on ER visits, but there has been stereotype or labeling that a person with sickle cell who comes to the emergency room, they're only addicted to drugs. They only want the medication. It's not more so of from the pain crisis they're experiencing. So because of that, most people don't seek treatment. They just deal with the pain at home because they don't want to be stereotyped or labeled as being an addict or addicted to drugs.
Okay.